Hey, what's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan, and you are listening to the Mindshare Podcast, a proud member of the Industry Syndicate Media Network. Additional podcasts are available at industrysyndicate.com and mindshare101.com. This week's episode is sponsored by Kits Keep in Touch Systems. This is episode 24. This is the common issue most people face every day. What next? I'm spending money, not getting as much back as I hoped. What should I do? How do I get it all done? How do I stay focused? And what does my day really look like? Well, solution? The solution is having a plan for what you do every day. Using a calendar, scheduling everything as a line item. And in this real estate business of ours, realtors have to be the absolute busiest people I have ever met in my entire life. There are way too many excuses out there about not having enough time, and yet when I speak with most of these people who complain about that, most aren't even using a calendar. Well, how the hell do you know if you have enough time or not if you're not even managing your time? To get things done, they need to be planned. Yes, things come up randomly. Yes, things will take longer than they should have. And yes, things will get canceled even when they were scheduled. But in order to get it all done, we need to manage our time accordingly. So what is it all anyways? I mean, when I say get it all done. Well, all means all the stuff you need to do in life. And yes, this includes both biz and personal. And for personal, guys, we're talking about like realistic time. When I'm busy with my personal appointments, when am I busy with my kids' extracurricular activities? When do I have time to cut the grass, get a haircut, pay bills, go shopping? All the stuff I need to do in life for me personally. It has to get done, so I need to schedule it in. And then for business, it's about creating predictable days with income-producing activities. Knowing what's in your schedule every single day that you're going to do to generate more business? Being able to look ahead and know when you can make your calls, who you're going to call next, when you could go away, when you can prospect, get admin work done, all the business-related stuff. This is what allows you to say, yes, I have the time, or no, I don't have the time that day, but how about this day instead? This also makes you look like a pro, rather than some fly-by-night realtor who just tackles whatever's in front of their face. I mean, nothing wrong with tackling what you can, but A, perception's a big deal, and we definitely want to be perceived as a professional rather than chaos. And B, you don't want to be a slave to other people's time. You want to operate on and manage your own time, again, so you can get it all done. And I've had people say in this real estate business, like, you have to work on other people's time. And in one respect, I get that. They want to see the house tonight, even though you're planning to go to a movie. Many people will up and, like, cancel that movie to make it happen. And again, I get it, especially when you might be a little slower. You do everything you can to get the deal. However, when using your calendar and when you're perceived as a professional, you give yourself the ability to say, I can't tonight. No, sorry, it's not going to work. But because of the relationship you have with them and the fact that you always focus on building it, they respect your time and they wait rather than finding the next fly-by-night realtor. All cases need to be treated differently, and not every shoe fits every foot. But by developing the right business habits of how you operate and by focusing on building relationships every single day, you will, bottom line, become more successful, and you will have more control over your life and how much you achieve. That right there is what you're supposed to be doing every day. That is how you generate more new business. So this brings me to the next point about relationships and this whole idea of lead gen, right? I've become really tired of this real estate industry referring to homeowners, home buyers, home sellers as leads. This business is about relationships. This isn't some boiler room. This is the biggest asset of my entire life. I'm not some lead. I'm a husband. I'm a father. And I'm responsible for three other people in my life. I'm not buying a house like I buy the TV or the pizza just because they were on sale that day. I didn't sign up to your site for some free package of whatever that could possibly lead to some bigger purchase. This is real estate we're talking about. This decision affects how I live my life every day, how I manage my time like we just talked about, how much money I need to bring in one door and pay out the other door every single month. I'm not some lead. And I get it. You want more business. And we all do. That's fine. But in your business, very different from mine or almost any other business out there, we don't just buy now because you happen to need a deal. In fact, you, me, everyone wants a deal every single day of our lives. And when we wake up in the morning, it would be great for that deal to just be sitting there waiting for us. But again, in your business, it's just not that simple. So here you are as an entrepreneur, constantly trying to figure out how to bring in more business. And in today's world, technology has bred this new way of thinking in real estate, that you can spend money online and people will just flock to your website, your landing page, your lead magnet, your ad, your whatever it is you do. But now that that online marketing game isn't so brand new, so bright and shiny anymore, people have been over the hump and seen the other side. And more people are now realizing that online marketing is not all it's hyped up to be. And in fact, it's freaking expensive. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work, but the point I'm making here is that technology gave way to online marketing, which gave way for this idea that what you're doing is basically doing like online lead gen, which then turned into, just simply put, lead gen. And now it seems like every realtor wakes up every day thinking about how to generate new leads. How can you buy into some lead gen system as if that new system has some magic answer because it tells you about how it helps with lead gen and lead management? Hey, McFly, word to the wise, generating a lead and then converting a lead, they're two totally different things. So what are you really paying for? You still need to grind, hustle, and work at it. You still need to be involved. So again, what magic pill are you paying for? And did you really believe it was just going to change your business? That it would remove you from having to be involved? From having to make the calls that you need to be making? From having to actually work? Like, seriously? And that right there brings me to the point I wanted to hit home on right here, right now. We are not leads. We are people. And this is a relationship business. No matter the tech, no matter the bright, shiny idea, no matter what that speaker on that stage had to say, this game is still the same as it's always been. And that is that it's all about the relationship. It's all about setting yourself up to be in the right place at the right time. That's what you are supposed to be focused on every single day. I mean, as if because you decided to spend money on social media ads, you were just going to start generating a ton of business from social media. You never did anything on there before except maybe stalk people. But now that you've spent some money and hired a company, you feel all fulfilled. And of course, your funnel is just going to fill right up with people waiting to sell their house because you ran an ad on Facebook. Yeah, for sure that's going to happen, right? Not. And just saying that actually even sounded weird coming out of my mouth. But I mean, come on. Did that not sound a little crazy? And in fact, do you happen to be one of those people who think that did sound crazy? Are you one of those people who got caught up in the bright, shiny lights? Chatbots, drip campaigns, automation. Technology has given way to it all. But all you're actually doing is creating a bigger disconnect between you and your potential buyer-seller. Think about this. You're making it easier for us to get our hands on everything we need. And hey, easy's good. But you're making it easier for us to do it without you. And like many, you may even be telling yourself that, oh yeah, they know me. Of course, when they're ready, I'll just get the call. But you and I both know that you've lost business before because of this way of thinking. So with this idea of managing your own time, what your daily goal should truly be is remaining relevant every day with your most important audience. Doing this by consistently building mindshare one day at a time. So you could build real relationships with as many people as possible. So that now you can ultimately give yourself a better chance of being in the right place at the right time, even though you don't really know when that time is. And I've said this a few times here now, and I will say it again. This is not a business of how many leads can I generate. This is a business of building relationships every single day, focusing on your calls, your meetings, your social media interactions, doing this all to build relationships with people, not generating leads every day. The more you think of us as people, the more you will treat us as people, because we are people. We are not leads. So get out there today and build some mindshare with your people. You're either listening to this on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify, or maybe you went to industrysyndicate.com or even mindshare101.com. Wherever you like to consume your content, please rate, review, and subscribe. And if you haven't yet, connect with me on Facebook at mindshare101 and on Instagram at davidgreenspan101. This has been another episode of the Mindshare Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening.